We are so blessed to be able to have the preludes to our service that we do. They are just awesome. All right. Well, if you are a guest with us this morning, thank you so much for joining us for worship. And it's our prayer that our service will be a blessing to you. If you have any questions about our church, feel free to ask afterwards. Hopefully you received a welcome packet. Inside that welcome packet is a little card. If you just take a moment, fill that out, drop it in the offering plate when it comes by, or just leave it on the information table out in the foyer. That would be such a help to us. Hopefully you also received the bulletin, as well as everybody else got a bulletin when they came in. So if you have a bulletin, open it up. So this morning, right after our morning worship service, we have Sunday school, and we have Sunday school for children all the way up through adults. And so I hope that you'll stay and join us for our Sunday school time. It's just a great time. It's kind of, in our adult class, it's kind of a little bit more in-depth than what we can do in a sermon time. So I hope that you'll stay and join us for that. Tuesday night, men, we have our leadership team meeting here at the church. I hope you have that on your calendar. And you'll be here to join together to do the business of Lake Hazel Bible Church. Wednesday afternoon, we have Joy Bible Study. For those of you who are guests, Joy stands for Just Older Youth. But you don't have to be an old person to come to Joy Bible Study. You just have to have the time available to be able to come and join us. And we are studying the church. And so if that might be something you might be interested in, we want to say come and join us. Thursday night at 6:25 is Awana. And our kids know what that is. Saturday, are you ready for this? Saturday, we set our clocks ahead. Spring forward. And so make sure that you do that before you lay your head down on your pillow Saturday night. Otherwise, Sunday morning could be a little different than usual in one way or another. So make sure that you do that. Also, next Sunday is church family dinner. There's no theme. So just bring a main dish and a salad or a dessert. Remember to add a little bit extra for our visitors and for our seniors. And come prepared to join us for food and fellowship. It'll be a great, great time. All right, there's a whole lot more in the bulletin. I'm not going to take the time to go over all of that. That's why it's important for you to be able to grab one. Aren't you glad you're here this morning?
Yes.
There's no better place to be than in the house of the Lord. The psalmist wrote, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. So I hope this morning you'll be glad that you were here. Let's go, worship team.
Would y'all stand with me this morning?
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. You've been faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. Oh God, you do great things. Oh, hero of heaven, the grave, you free every captive and break every chain, oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God, you have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. You have done great things. Oh God, you do great things.
Give the Lord a round of applause. He's worthy of our praise today. Come on. Yes, hallelujah. Go ahead and be seated as we continue this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen? Yes. I'm especially glad because you may know I was not here last week. I missed it. I missed worshiping with you. God is worthy of our praise and worthy of worship, and it's so great to do it together. Would you sing Crown Him with Many Crowns with me?
Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of Him who died for. Crown Him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those He came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high. Died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown Him the Lord of love. Behold His hands and side. Rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. Sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends each burning eye at mystery so bright. And crown Him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for Thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. rushing wind that art so strong. Ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Now rising morning, praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And all ye men of tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Oh, sing ye, alleluia. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
You might notice in some of these songs we're singing about our great Creator, and lo and behold, we've been reading through Genesis and seeing how he's created with but a word, how great he is. Amen. How great he is.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art. Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. And then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And then sings my soul,
are going to take this morning's offering. Let me pray over it. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for who you are. We couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't give you enough glory for how amazing, amazing, amazing you are. Lord, we love you. We're here today for you. Lord, we want to give because of who you are. Lord, we want to worship you because you're worth it. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grander earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, through it all, my eyes are. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know. And wind still know his name. The waves and wind still know his name. It is well with my soul. It is well. soul. And through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me.
Is it well with you this morning?
Yes.
Is it well with you because you know his name?
Yes.
Is it well with you because you know him as Savior?
Yes.
Is it well with you because you know that he is the giver of eternal life? Is it well?
Well.
It should be. It is well. All right, kids, come on down. We'll get you sent off to Children's Church. Whoa, Casey. All right, let's pray. Father, we are just so grateful to have been able to spend this time worshiping you with lifting our voices in praise. And Father, I pray that the eyes of our mind, the eyes of our heart will be open to what you're going to teach us here in these next few moments. Father, I pray that we will be have ears that are able to understand. And then Father, I pray that as we leave this place, we will be motivated to be able to live for you. To live those things that we're going to learn about. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, go have a good time. All right, turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Continuing on, as Jared's already mentioned to us, our study in the book of Genesis. And we're only going to look at one verse this morning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So I know some of you are probably thinking, oh, one verse. That means the sermon's going to be short this morning. No guarantees. No guarantees. The Holy Spirit's in charge. Amen. So we'll just see. We'll just see where we go and how long it takes us to get there. A man once said, I set my alarm to tell me when I get up. But some days I need something to tell me why I should get up. You know what? If this man was familiar with Genesis chapter 1, and especially starting in verse 26 and then the verses yet to follow, he would know why he needs to get up. Because God's work in creation, especially as it relates to the creation of humans, gives us the reason why we should get up each morning. Hopefully by now you've found verse 26 in Genesis chapter 1. Follow along as I read this verse. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Do you notice how verse 26 begins? Then God said. It's almost as if there's a quiet pause for just a short moment of time after God formed and filled the earth, as mentioned in the previous verses. As God considers creating man and woman, I think anticipation is building as we get ready to hear what God is going to do next. And what has God said? Let us make man. Now the phrase let us is interesting. It's in the emphatic imperative. And it could be translated as we will. No question, right? No room for negotiation. No reason to think anything other than what? God said, we will make man in our own image. That is so important. Up until this point, God's spoken word had been intentionally measured. Remember, he said, let there be light, and there was light. Let the waters be separated from the dry land, and it happened. Let there be vegetation on the earth. Let there be animals, livestock, let there be fish in this, sea creatures, let there be birds in the air. And there it was as he spoke. And with the creation of man, his spoken word became more intimate and magnified. The plural use of us is true evidence for the Trinity, as is the name Elohim, which is the name for God here in Genesis chapter 1, which is in the plural as well. Us also tells us that God, who is one, is in perfect agreement with the Father to the Son to the Spirit, and the Spirit to the Father. Isn't that cool? I don't think it gets much cooler than that. And then what happens? God created humans. Now we're going to see that as we get into the other verses of chapter 1 and on into chapter 2. But humans were the last action of God's creation. And because of that, we are the crowning achievement of his creation. Animals were made according to their kinds, but humans are in a class above all other creation. Let me say that again. Human beings are in a class far above all of the rest of creation. We are the pinnacle of God's creative activity, and we're going to see that in greater detail in chapter 2. No other part of creation is given this much attention, as is the creation of man and woman. So what does this tell us? It tells us that you are not the result of some coincidental cosmic accident, nor have you somehow evolved from a single-celled organism over the space of a million years. You are more than just matter. And because of that, you matter to God. Isn't that good? You are not related to the trees. You are not related to the plants. You are not related to the animals. Not too long ago, there was a question on Jeopardy that just left me shaking my head. And the question was about the closest animal that we as human beings are related to. And the answer was chimpanzees. I was like, really? You are not related to an animal. You are not related to a tree. You are not related to grass. You are not really, you get the idea? You're not related to water. You're not related to the sun, the moon, or the stars, or the clouds. You are in a class all by yourself. That's the way God created it to be. You are more than an animal. You are not a fursona or a furry. You are a human being. And since you are the result of God's creative action, and since you are the pinnacle of his creation, you have been created with dignity, value, worth, and purpose. It doesn't matter what your career was. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter who your friends are. It doesn't matter where you grew up. It doesn't matter your home environment. You get the picture? Because you are the pinnacle of God's creation. You have been created with dignity, with value, with worth, and purpose. Every human being fits into that description, whether they be believers or unbelievers. Every human being, whether they are of the right political party or the wrong political party. Ooh, I just went from preaching to meddling, didn't I? That's good. I love that. You get the idea? Every human being, because we are the pinnacle of God's creation. How many more times do I need to say that for you to grab a hold of it? We as human beings have been created with dignity, value, worth, and purpose. Now, it's interesting, as we continue to look at these verses in Genesis chapter 1 and on into Genesis chapter 2, Genesis gives us the answer to certain questions. Where did we come from? This is the question of origins. Why are we here? This is the question of purpose. Where are we going? This is the question of destiny. And you cannot answer the last two of these questions until you settle the first one. When we compromise what the Bible says about creation, we end up confused about our origins, our purpose in life, and our destiny after death. Now, I know that probably by saying that I'm preaching to the choir, but I think sometimes the choir needs to hear the song over again and over again and over again, so that it's not just words. It's not words on a page, that it actually becomes the truth that sinks deep into our hearts, that God uses to be able to make sure that our lives are where he desires for them to be. Y'all understand that? Y'all grab a hold of that this morning? So because we are image bearers of God, we are created in God's image. We're not created like the trees or the flowers or the creatures in the sea or the livestock on the land or the little creepy things. Okay? We are image bearers of God. And because we are image bearers of God, we have specific purposes. So if you haven't been paying attention up to now, you need to start paying attention. So purpose number one is this: reflect God. If you're taking notes, that's the first point in the outline on the back of the bulletin. Reflect God. Our purpose comes from the phrase, "Let us make man in our image." And the word image in Hebrew is interesting. It refers to a statue or model meant to show an image of somebody. And a great illustration of this is the Abraham Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. This craftsmanship is so good that it makes you think President Lincoln himself is sitting there, even though it's just a statue or an image. This truth that we are made in the image of God, and in the Hebrew it's a picture of a statue or a model meant to show an image. This truth is often referred to as the Imago Dei, which is a Latin phrase meaning the image of God. So, what does it mean to be made in God's image? Since God is spirit, this refers to human life as a reflection of God's nature. So let's consider a little bit more what it means to be created in God's image. We display some of God's characteristics. There are characteristics of God that we as human beings can display. There are characteristics of God that we can't. We can't be all-knowing like God. We can't be all-powerful like God. We can't be everywhere present at the same time like God. Although when we were raising our kids, those of us who are kids are already grown and out on their own, it might have been nice to have been able to have all knowledge. It might have been nice to be everywhere present at the same time, but we can't do those characteristics. But we can display truth, love, kindness, goodness, compassion, wisdom, holiness, and justice. We can display these characteristics of God. We have been given dignity. Psalm 8:5 says, "We have been crowned with glory and honor." Who? The animals? No. Who? The trees and the plants? No. The creatures in the sea, the creatures in the air? No. Who? Us. As human beings, we have been crowned with glory and honor given to us by what? The image of God. Because we are created in that. Each person has a personality. And every person has a unique personality, some more than others. Oh, you know some of those same people too, huh? We have the ability to be aware. We have the ability to be self-conscious. We can talk, some more than others. You know some of those people too, huh? We've been given the ability to communicate with words, expressions, and as we support a missionary over in Thailand, even through sign language. By the way, when was the last time you read some of the missionary letters on the board right outside the sanctuary door? They're in the middle part of the bulletin board. And every month we get new letters from them telling us what God is doing through them in the places that God has called them to be able to be. It's pretty exciting. I hope you just don't pass by there and go, oh, that bulletin board looks cluttered. There's a reason it looks cluttered. Because I keep putting up those missionary letters because I want you to know what God is doing in the lives of our missionaries around the world, especially Cassie Wallace, who's in Thailand working with what? Sign language for those who are hearing impaired. Our minds can reason. We can think logically, well, most people, and use reason. Well, again, most people. Well, you know some of those people too, huh? Okay? We have a spirit, and we have a will. Because we are image bearers of God, our purpose is to reflect God. You ready for the second purpose? The second purpose is this. It's to reveal God. Our second purpose is drawn from the phrase, after our likeness. Now, the word likeness is connected to the word image. We are to be like a mirror which reveals God. When people look at us, they should see some of what God is like. As human beings, our worth and value are in place because we have been created in the image and the likeness of God. For what purpose? To display his character. And when we display his character, we are revealing him to those around us. We do not have to work to establish our worth. We already have worth because of who made us. To fully know who we are, we must first know whose we are. Isaiah 43, verse 7, God says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made, he knows us as the pinnacle of his creation. And because we are the image bearers of God, our purpose is to reflect and reveal God. And then there's a third purpose. And the third purpose is to represent God. And our third purpose is found in the last part of verse 26. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Now the word dominion means to exercise domain, to rule, and to subjugate. So part of our purpose as image bearers is to be good stewards over God's created order. It's okay for you to take care of the trees. It's okay for you to take care of the flowers. It's okay for you to take care of the animals. It's okay for you to take care of the sea creatures and the birds. It's okay. But not because you're related to them. But because God has given us as human beings the responsibility to what? To be good stewards of what it is that he has created. We are simply stewards with the responsibility for the care of his creation. We see that in Adam. We're going to see that in a couple of the later chapters. We see that in human history, how people have learned how to be able to what? Manage, to be able to steward, to be able to take care of God's creation. We are responsible to manage the resources he entrusts to us for his glory and purposes. Oh, that's the caveat, isn't it? We're to be the stewards of his creation, not for what it brings to us, but for the glory and purpose of the Creator. Wow, that puts things in a different light, doesn't it? I think so. Because everyone you meet is an image bearer of God, it is important for us to treat every individual with dignity, respect, and kindness. There is dignity in every single human being. I'm going to say that again. Because everyone you meet is an image bearer of God, believer or not. It is important for us to treat every individual with dignity, respect, and kindness. There is dignity in every single human being. That is why the Declaration of Independence contains these important words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, all mankind, are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Self-evident truths are those that are so obvious that they need no explaining. Unalienable rights are rights that cannot be taken away because they do not belong to us by virtue of being a member of the human race. These rights do not come from Congress or the Supreme Court, but from the Creator of the universe, as stated where? Here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Some of you matter, all of you matter to God, but some of you don't believe you matter to God because of what you've done or because of what's been done to you or of various other lots of reasons. So let me illustrate it this way. So I have a $50 bill. Those of you in the back, you can't see it, but it's a $50 bill. You'll just have to trust me, okay? This $50 bill is worth $50, even if I crumple it up. Has it lost its value? Because it's all crumpled up, so you can see I crumpled it all up. This $50 bill is still worth $50, even if I step on it, even if I trample it on the ground. It is still worth how much? $50. Doesn't change. You may have been trampled. You may have been stepped on. You may have been crumpled through certain situations in your life. That doesn't change your value, because your value isn't wrapped up in your circumstances. Your value isn't wrapped up on what's happened to you. Your value is because you are made in the image of God. And no matter how much you've been hurt, no matter how much hurt has been caused to you, no matter how confused you are, no matter how many times in your life you've been depressed or discouraged, no matter how many times you've been thinking about quitting, throwing your arms up and walking away from your faith, or even worse, you still have value because you've been created in the image of God. So when you get to the point to where you are so low that you think there's no way out, remember, you are valuable to God. Not because of what you have, not because of what you've done or what you are doing, but because you're created in God's image. Y'all understand that? Can't be any better. It can't be any clearer than that. So the next time you look in the mirror, no matter how flawed you might feel, say, I matter. I matter because I'm an image bearer of God. It doesn't matter if you have a good voice. Doesn't matter. You matter to God. You have value. Why? Because you were made for Him, not for yourself. You were made for Him, not for others. Wow. That puts it on a different plane, doesn't it? You were made for Him, not for yourself. Because we are image bearers of God, our purpose is to reflect God and reveal God and represent God. Let's do that. As the pinnacle of His creation. Let's do that as the image bearers He created us to be. So I want you to make sure that you are in a correct relationship with God, with His Son, and with His Word. And I want you to fulfill your God-given purpose. What is that? To be His image bearer. And this will give you the best reason to set your alarm and get up every morning. Father, thank You for creating us in Your image. Father, thank You for helping us to know our purpose this morning. Our purpose is to reflect You and to reveal You and to represent You. Father, because we are the pinnacle of Your creation, we have dignity, we have worth, we have value. And Father, no matter what our circumstances in our life have been, no matter what they may be at this very moment, we have value. we matter to you. And so, Father, help us to be able to take that with us this morning. And, Father, may it, if necessary, change the way we came into this place. If not, may it help us to be grateful that we came to this place and was reminded that we can reflect you, we can reveal you, and we can represent you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Would you all stand with me for this last song?
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord. For the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars alight, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of self, best gift divine to the world so freely given, for that great, great love of thine, peace on earth and joy in heaven, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Amen. Amen. We'll see you at Sunday school in about 15 minutes.